Money FM 89.3, best of your money.
This is Your Money. I'm Michelle Martin. After months of speculation, we woke up to news that Singapore is introducing a new round of property curbs for both the private and public residential markets. The idea, a broad-based cooling of home prices over the past year, which have been surging in spite of COVID. Authorities will be raising additional stamp duties for second home buyers and foreigners purchasing private units, as well as tightening loan limits for public housing apartments starting today. Some of the key changes for citizens: additional stamp duties for purchasing their second home to be raised from 12 to 17%. For the third and subsequent properties, it'll be more expensive for citizens to buy those, taxes raised from 15 to 25%. For permanent residents, the rate of buying their second homes, the ABSD up to 25% from 15%, and for the third and subsequent properties, stamp duties raise from 15 to 30%. For foreigners, stamp duties raise from 20% to 30%, and for entities, stamp duties increase from 25 to 35%. The government will also tighten a crucial benchmark that I think every property buyer examines before they commit to a property, the total debt servicing ratio threshold, down to 55% from 60%. And all these changes take effect today. We're going to make sense of some of these measures with Dr. Tan Tee Koon, Country Manager, Property Guru Singapore. Dr. Tan, which home buyers and which types of properties are likely to feel these new measures the most?
Good morning, Michelle. In my view, multiple property buyers are going to be affected by the increase in ABSD, including permanent residents and foreigners. And the particular sector affected likely to be the private residential homes. And if we were to take a page of previously cooling measures in 2018, the secondary market was worse hit than new launches. In fact, in the ensuing 12 months from July 2018, secondary market transaction volume dipped 57%, while new launches only 3% over the same period. And there were upticks nonetheless for new launches in the core central region and the rest of central region. So location, tenure, and reputation of the developer prevail.
All right. Yeah. Now let's look at the HDB market, because the maximum loan amount for an HDB loan is going to be 85% of the property purchase price, a 5% tightening. What do the new cooling measures mean for HDB properties? We've heard about million-dollar homes. Do you think the prices of HDB properties are going to be significantly affected?
So, Michelle, for HDB buyers, if they were to take a mortgage loan from financial institutions and not from HDB, they remain unaffected. So only those who are taking loans from HDB directly are affected by the 90 to 85% loan to value. But the loan to value for HDB flat buyers taking loans from financial institutions continue to be at 75% for such loans. And there's also nothing mentioned in the Ministry of National Development circular on cooling measures last evening on the mortgage service ratio, which continues to remain at 30%. The MSR, in short, caps the amount that may be spent on mortgage repayments at 30% of a borrower's gross monthly income. And this is impacting particularly HDB flat buyers and executive condominium buyers. When I look at most of the HDB resale transactions in the past 2 years, they have been the bigger flat type, 4 and 5 room HDB flats, due to the new normal of working from home.
Right.
And with the unprecedented number of flats reaching MOP last year and this year. So in my view, the jury is still yet to be out on HDB and how it will affect the million-dollar flats.
Okay, so, you know, you mentioned that because of COVID, more people want more living space. So what do these new measures mean for second-time buyers? They're looking for older resale flats that I understand are already subject to loan-to-value ratios.
Well, if they're taking a bank loan, then they will be assessed accordingly. And it is not based on TDSR for HDB flat buyers. There is, of course, for those who are buying resale flats that are older, in other words, their lease could be shorter in view of the fact that these are older flats in more mature estates. the age of the buyer and the age of the flat should not be less than 95 years. And so that's the other criteria. Buyers who are looking for HDB flats in mature estates, the resale market, should watch out.
Now, we understand there'll also be an increase in the supply of both public and private housing. Further details will be provided later today. Right. If the idea is to keep property affordable, what are you expecting in terms of the sort of increases that we could see in public and private housing supply? What are you expecting?
I think the government is rolling out their plans for BTO, and there were already several announcements in the more recent times. In terms of private housing supply, it is very likely that government will look at releasing more sites in the pipeline under the government land sales program for developers to tender for these lands.
All right, Dr. Tan, we're expecting 3 interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve next year, the broader global market. So do you think that these measures are necessary now to cool the Singapore property market?
I guess for some time now, the government has been monitoring the property market in Singapore. And of course, in June, the Monetary Authority of Singapore has weighed in to say that at that point in time, the market was not overheated. But we have now witnessed more than 6 quarters of price increase, and the market continues to rally. And so it is no wonder that the government has decided to intervene at this juncture. And TDSR in particular was one of the measures that have been announced last evening, simply because the government is concerned about the overall debt that a household may be in. And housing debt usually forms the largest chunk of it.
All right. One final question for you before we let you go. You know, the last time we saw cooling measures back in July 2018, the changes only affected private properties, but it set off quite a buying frenzy after the announcement was made, I remember, in the evening. What do you expect market reaction to be? Do you think we're likely to see a buying spree?
Well, I think property buyers are probably going to take stock of what has been announced at 11:40 p.m. last night.
That's right.
All right. There is hardly any time before 12 a.m. on 16 December, that's today, right, for any buyer to actually do a last-minute purchase. So I think it's also prudent because unlike 2018, we are still in the pandemic, right, with the threat of Omicron. And so the rather late announcement by the Ministry of National Development could be due to the fact that this is a safety measure as well, right?
Making sense of the timing of the announcement for us. Thank you so much, Dr. Tan. Great speaking with you. Dr. Tan Tee Koon is Country Manager, Property Guru, Singapore.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.